Jen Brown, welcome.
Hi, Julia.
Fort Wayne's riverfront is booming with activity, omni-seasonally now with your fine array of winter events planned at Promenade Park. Congratulations on all of that.
Thank you.
Let's start with how things are going down there since opening day.
Oh, I think they've been going great. The park has been very, very well attended by all groups of people, all ages. It definitely is a walking kind of park. We have a lot of people walking to the park, but also bicycles with the add-in of the scooters. We have a lot of those showing up in the park too.
Never a dull moment and truly never a dull season, it looks like. Not a slowdown.
No, not really. I mean, even now in the winter, you see walkers on a daily basis, people walking their dogs. We have a gentleman who has a fantastic poodle who shows up every day in the park.
That's great. Now, that historic Wall Street neighborhood is a great place all on its own. What would you say makes it most attractive for adding this new promenade park?
Well, it's a nice gateway into the downtown area. And I think that the park really helps connect some of the different areas that are adjacent to the downtown. And so there's easier access into the park from that neighborhood. And it's great for families, too. There are a lot of young families in the Wells neighborhood and brings them into the park.
And now that the park's there, it is embraced. And that's one of Fort Wayne's oldest, most sensible commercial as well as residential working neighborhoods. So how is it meeting all the new neighbors?
I think it's been great. I mean, NOAC actually put up a Welcome New Promenade Parks banner on their building, which was wonderful. We've gotten a great response from a lot of the local communities, you know, working with the restaurants in the area. A lot of people have wanted to have interaction in the park. Of course, with the addition of Trouble Riverside Cafe, that helps as well.
It's just one great big network that keeps getting bigger and brighter and better.
It really does. It really does.
So all of our city parks get a lot of business year-round, I'm happy to see. Just how did you go about considering the best practices for Promenade Park and its surroundings, you know, from the start?
The biggest focus that we really wanted to have was diversity in the community and really pull from all different walks of life, and you really do see that in the park. I see business people in suits having lunch there. You have the families, all walks of life. You just see everyone in the park. And it's dog friendly. I've even seen people with cats. And we have a young lady who brought her pet rat one day. So yeah, pretty diverse crowd.
That's great. And since this park is so new and there are so many traditional and well-established parks all over town, was the park department ever concerned, do you think, about getting people to notice and recognize this park and use it?
You know, I think this park is a little bit different than some of the other parks. It has some amenities that are, you know, new, a new focus. You know, we built things with, to some extent, events in mind with the space and everything. So we have the band shell where we obviously are expecting to have bands. We have the pavilion where we're expecting to have indoor events and therefore makes it more of a multi-seasonal park.
And so you can go to your drawing board as an event coordinator and say, we've got this space to work in. How can we fill it up?
That's right. That's right. And we do. We are trying very hard to fill all of those events and all of those spaces. Obviously, you know, outside spaces in the winter, not so much, but we are going to bring a little bit of that in with some of the upcoming events.
Okay, well then let's start with your winter weeknight fun series. You've got Tuesday game night, Wednesday dance promenade, Thursday speak, sing, or wing. How fun is this season taking shape?
We've gotten a great response, especially for the first two night events. With family game night, the idea is to create a space where hopefully people will put down their devices and actually sit across the table and play games together in a more traditional way. So we provide a bunch of games. We have no problems if people want to bring some of their own in. There's a huge group of local people who do like D&D and tabletop gaming in that sense. I would love to see them come in for this event because we have the space. We're playing a little bit of background music, just kind of setting the mood. Trouble has their cafe open for concessions and just kind of creating a space so that people can sit down and talk to each other instead of text at each other.
And what about the Wednesday dance promenade? Tell me more about that, because the world loves to dance, it seems, and dance instruction all of a sudden has recycled itself back into popularity.
Oh, definitely. And I think with especially a lot of the dance competitions on TV, I think it's definitely grown in popularity. With Dance Promenade, our initial idea was kind of to go back to the World War II style dance halls. So I actually looked at some of those dance halls to see how they had them set up. We have an instructor that comes in every week and does a different style of dance. Last week we did West Coast Swing. This week we will be doing American Tango. Club Soda is providing our concessions or food for the event. And then, of course, Trouble is open for drinks and other food as well. It is an all ages event, so we're trying to get a large variety of people. We had a very mixed crowd as far as ages went the last time. 40 some attendees that learned how to do the West Coast Swing.
That's the best case scenario you could possibly have on a first time event. Good for you. And going forward, I know the Thursdays are the speak, sing, or wing.
So the wing came from winging it because this started as an open mic event. But as I started to talk to some of the musicians and the comedians that I was working with for some of the nights, they suggested doing more of a showcase and then making the final week of the month, the fourth week, being more of the open mic night event. So what we ended up doing was Speak Night is in two forms. One night is actually comedy, and then the other night is a combination of storytelling, spoken word, poetry, any kind of spoken presentation that people will do, and possibly some discussion with that as well. Sing Night, of course, is music. So we have Adam Baker of Adam Baker and the Heartache running our sound, and he's also helping us find bands. And he's gotten a great variety. Last week we had Rosalind and the Way, and in February it will be El Camino Hot Tub that we'll be playing. And then the Wing Night is sort of a mixed bag because we're doing it in the sense that we're having something called an untalent show as opposed to a talent show. So we want everybody to come out and bring their talents, and it's going to be kicked off by Broken Pencil Improv. But the idea is that the winner is not the best, but possibly the worst. Yeah, it'll be the crowd that chooses that.
It does sound like there's something for everyone. And speaking of that, who do you expect to see, generally speaking, coming out for these evenings?
We're getting a large variety from the community. On Tuesdays and Wednesday nights, all ages are welcome and open for the event. The Thursday night event at the moment is 21 and up, although with the next incarnation of it starting in March, we will be changing that age because we've gotten a lot of interest from the younger community, and so it will become a 16 and up event at that time.
That's great, and you're ready to hear what people want and make it happen. I think that's grand as well.
No, you definitely have to play to what you hear from people. And, you know, and I also like to encourage the young people to get out because they don't always have a whole lot of venues to go to see these kind of things. There is the Clyde and those kind of things where you have all ages events, but not all events are like that. They can't necessarily see these bands if they're playing in a bar.
And just to make sure there's something for everyone going on down there, but especially with attention to the adult crowd, you are hosting one of your wonderful warm and toasty winter cozies at the end of this year's Winterville celebration, and that's Saturday night action. How's that going to bring that whole festival on home?
Well, we have a wonderful gentleman, Ty Causey, who is providing music for the event. He kind of does a mix of dance, variety, and Motown. We have a professional dancer who comes in to kind of hype up the crowd a little bit, so that will be great too. Hot chocolate bar and drink luges, food catered by Club Soda, drinks by Trouble Riverside Cafe. There'll be tons of games and things to do, comfortable seating. But we have some outdoor events, too, that everyone can also enjoy. We are actually having a human sled dog race this year to kick off Winter Cozy. We are going to be borrowing some equipment from the Heartland Mushers Association. People will be able to get in the harnesses and act like the dogs, and they're going to do a drag race across the Wells Street Bridge to start the event off. And then we will also have fire pits available in the park for the roasting of s'mores. And those are things that, since they are outside of the pavilion, anyone can come and enjoy.
What a wonderful combination then, and definitely lightening winter sadness, which is kind of the whole idea of having the winter wall.
Right, right. The idea is hygge, which is a Norwegian, Scandinavian concept of coziness and things that are comfortable. And so, you know, all the food, all the drinks, everything will be themed in that way. And we just want to provide all the fun stuff that winter can be, because You know, we have a tendency in Fort Wayne to think that the winter months are not exactly something to be out in. I used to live in Alaska. I hiked in the winter. We would go up the side of the mountain with thermoses full of hot chocolate. So to me, this is a way to show everybody that you can have fun, even if it's cold out.
You will have fun.
Oh, yeah.
So this whole itinerary, Jen, speaks to the 21st century connecting, but also to the good old-fashioned communal activity that this city and its park department were built on. How intentional is that to combine the old-fashioned, new-fashioned, moving forward and keeping it in your heart?
I think looking back is a good way to understand what people are missing. And sometimes I think why people feel disconnected. I think sometimes we can get a little bit too much in our own boxes. I know I moved into the downtown area because I wanted to be in a space where I could walk to the downtown, enjoy what was going on, and really be a part of the community and know my neighbors. I feel like we got away from that. I know when I was younger in the 80s, everything kind of moved out of the city proper. There was nothing going on downtown. And now we have completely changed that in the form of so many different organizations and events. And I think we need to keep up that momentum.
Jen Brown is event coordinator for Riverfront Fort Wayne's Promenade Park. Jen, thank you for sharing this winter wonderland of a story with us today. Do stay warm and do enjoy the season.
Thank you so much, Julia. Have a great one.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.